This is a story about two films that are in the eye of a peculiar storm in India. One is called Gulab Gang. The other is called Gulabi Gang with an I. But in that single I lies a world of difference. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Gulabi Gang, or the Pink Gang, which showed in the US recently, is a documentary about a group of women in shocking pink saris in the badlands of northern India, who stand up against all kinds of injustice. Wife abuse, dowry deaths, caste violence, gang rape. Filmmaker Nishtha Jain.
Since the law and the legal system is kind of non-functional and absent in these areas, so anybody who's any rural activist has to kind of double up as a detective, as a police person, as a lawmaker, because all of these things are absent.
Gulab Gang, on the other hand, is a full-fledged Bollywood film about women vigilantes, also in India, also dressed in shocking pink saris, who are happy to beat up wayward men with their sticks, or worse, if it comes to that. As the film's leading character explains, the rod is God.
Hamare kahawat hai, danda sabka peer hota hai. Rod is God.
In a press interview, the lead actor Madhuri Dixit, a box office superstar from the 90s, elaborates.
So sometimes when she deals with people, it's not only talk or it's not only trying to convince someone, but when it comes to it, she would even, you know, pick up the weapons and do what is necessary.
Sampath Pal, the actual founder of Gulabi Gang, isn't amused. That's her story, but made violent, she says. It's her organization and her pink saris that Bollywood is cashing in on without her permission. Gulabi Gang, the documentary's director, Nishtha Jain, says the Bollywood film had to change its name.
First, they called it Gulabi Gang, and then she protested because they had never met her or asked her permission. So then they changed it to Gulab Gang, and they also were talking about that it's a film about female dacoits. So it was a very regressive way of looking at this group of women.
The filmmakers put in a slide at the beginning saying the film has nothing to do with Sampath Pal's life. It's just a good old-fashioned action melodrama, except instead of good guy versus bad guy, it's good girl versus bad girl. And everyone still sings and dances when they're not beating each other up. Nishtha says, even if the story is fictional, it is cashing in on the Gulabi Gang's concept and name.
Considering that it's a commercial film with songs and I've looked at certain photographs, it seems like a very sensationalized version of what perhaps a Gulabi Gang is.
Nishtha says Bollywood plagiarizes all the time, but this time it runs the risk of leaving a slur on the work of thousands of poor rural women struggling against gender violence, caste discrimination and corruption in really harsh conditions.
So I don't know what's going to be in the film and what is the portrayal of these women. Is it going to like emphasize them as a violent group? Or is it going to look at her as a godmother figure?
Sampath Pal moved the court to block the Bollywood film. She says it shows the women vigilantes armed with sickles and swords and defames her work. The Delhi High Court rejected her appeal, but on really curious grounds. They said the Bollywood producers say the Bollywood film has bombed. It means that people are not going to see your activist life in theatres. Therefore, we cannot stay its screening. So both Gulabi Gang and Gulab Gang are in theatres at the same time. But the confusion has also borne some unexpected fruit. Some people have come to see Nishtha's documentary thinking it was the Bollywood film, and they have stayed on to watch and applaud the real Sampath Pal and her stick-wielding Gulabi Gang.
Nikita, nahi. Nikita, chalao Nikita na, achche se.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.